The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
And the crowd goes wild. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is Tuesday, May the 19th, and welcome to Talk Back. We'd love to have you along this morning. We have open phones for the first half hour. 406-721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And setting the table for you a little bit, coming up at 8:30, we're going to be visiting with Art Wittick. He's chair of the Montana Republican Party, taking your phone calls, of course. And also, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be visiting with Jim Brown, James Brown, who's Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance. So lots going on today, and we hope that you will be a part of it. That's what TalkBack is all about. But right now, it's open phones. Whatever might be on your mind this morning, phone lines are ringing already at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We would love to hear from you, see what's going on in your life before we get to our special guests coming up later on in the show. And Emmett is up first. Emmett, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to talk about something really exciting that happened over the weekend on Sunday. We hear so much bad news, and I often have called up about bad news. I'd like to share some great news. I'm preaching to the choir for the most part. A few liberals will say it's separation of church and state, can't do it. But Donald Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson and some others hosted a wonderful event at the National Mall called Rededicate 2250. For thousands prayed in the name of Jesus to rededicate this country to Jesus Christ, praise and worship and repentance, so that we would pray for and prayers for revival. So that we become a nation under God again and end the godlessness. Isn't that wonderful?
I think it's a great
thing. Wow,
it's wonderful. Yeah, good for them. And there are people who would say, well, that doesn't mean much to me. But, you know, when you have the leader of your country and several other legislative leaders to get together and say, hey, let's look at what this country was founded on and try to live it out.
That is absolutely right. I think we're going to see, hopefully, holy and good things come out of this. There has been talk about a religious revival, especially among the young. Oh, with what's going on economically and around the world, I think people are turning back to God again. I know at my church, you know, there have been a lot more, you know, church attendance and people entering the church. It's wonderful, and I just hope that we're on the cusp of an awakening. Even the 700 Club has been talking about this. And, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, what about separation of church and state? Well, what I would say to them is that, you know, when we talked about the First Amendment, you know, Congress shall make no law establishing an establishment of religion.
Right.
And I think that Professor Nadelson would probably undoubtedly agree. I wish he was on today to talk about this. But that was an established church. You know, there's no law saying that you have to be a Baptist or you'll be arrested. You know, back before the Revolution, guess what the established church was? Anglicanism. You had to join the Church of England or be arrested. You couldn't be a Catholic or anything. But it doesn't prohibit any member of Congress or even the president invoking the name of Jesus over this nation to pray for godliness and get back to our country's founding, because, as you know, we're in serious trouble. So something good happened for once, and keep praying for revival. Just keep praying for this country and our leaders. That's all I can say.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And when we come back from our first break, Nancy and Dave are both standing by. The phone lines are open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We would love to have you be a part of Talk Back today. Again, we've got special guests coming up during the show, talking about politics. And so we'll be talking with them and you coming up in just a moment. in a world of
Dennis Bragg with your updated weather. Widespread frost again for one more morning Tuesday. Otherwise, nice conditions with partly sunny skies as we warm back up into the mid-60s with a little breeze in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday evening with increasing clouds. So that should moderate the overnight temperatures above freezing to as warm as 40 degrees. Wednesday brings a chance of rain, even thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of getting wet around 40% with some sun at times. Light rain through Wednesday night and then back to sun Thursday with highs around 70.
Hey, welcome back. This is Talk Back, and it's open phone. So let's jump right in and say good morning to Nancy. Nancy, you're up first. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
Morning, Glory, and good morning to Emmett. It's always good to hear him when he calls into the show. I get a big kick out of Emmett, and he always has some sound logic. But, you know, after yesterday's show, I got to thinking about how about relationships and how historical the month of May is for the United States of America. We had Lewis and Clark head to the Pacific on May the 14th in 1804. And then May the 17th, 1876, Lieutenant Colonel George Custer with a column of 750 troopers, civilians, and scouts leave Fort Abraham Lincoln for the Little Bighorn. And then, of course, talking about relationships, you know, I've always been fascinated by Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde, ever since a little girl. I don't know why. But this May, or this Friday, May 23rd in 1934, is when they were gunned down. They were ambushed, of course, in Louisiana, just before the Texas and Louisiana borderline. They were on their way back to Dallas after a weekend party in Black Lake, Louisiana. And just to let you know that 150 gunshots were fired at them, 50 struck their bodies. And their funeral, there were 20,000 people that showed up at Bonnie and Clyde's funeral. And it's just, you know, their relationship fascinates me because it was during the Great Depression. And it was love and rebellion and fame all wrapped up into one, and they absolutely adored one another. And just for you gun aficionados out there, Bonnie preferred a sawed-off Remington shotgun.
Wow.
And Clyde loved his Brownings.
Okay.
So there's more, much, much more to the story, but, you know, it just saddens me. And, you know, the Bible says money is the root of all evil. And, of course, the great...
No, it says the love of money is
love,
all,
love
is,
of
is
money, correct.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, of course, the this was a criminal era. And
there was
so many gang members and crime and whatever.
There was prohibition
going on.
Right.
Yes. But anyway, so Bonnie and Clyde, there you go.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for the history lesson. All right, Dave is up next. Dave, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. What's up, sir?
Yes, I'd like to talk about World Health Organization. In the past, we were part of the, you know, World Health Organization. We had doctors and people out there caring about world health. And Trump cut the... We're no longer part of World Health Organization. We've been cut off from it. And now we have this epidemic in Africa, and we're on the sidelines. We're sitting on our thumbs, basically hoping that the virus doesn't come to the United States. And that's just stupid of me for us to do that, in my view. We could have been part of it. We could have had doctors there doing what it takes to keep that virus from coming to the United States.
Well, yeah, in case people don't understand what you're talking about, we're talking about Ebola, one of the most virulent diseases ever, and it's attacking the Congo right now.
Right, and a third of the people who get it die.
Right,
and we're just not in the picture because we didn't want to spend the money and be a part of World Health. We're just sitting hoping that someone with the virus doesn't get on an airplane, fly it. Okay, we block it. We don't allow airplanes directly from the area, but they can get on an airplane and go to France and then hop another airplane and come to the United States. And that's how the other epidemic got here. And we're just saying, no, we don't want to be a part of the World Health. And it's stupid, in my view.
Well, I'm just looking at this list here, and it says the United States, Argentina, and Liechtenstein are the only three recognized non-members of the World Health Organization.
Right. So. And it's stupid. It's we should be part of it, and we should be have our people there and trying to keep it in Africa. And it's just it's not something that we should have even tried to do.
All right, well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And let's get, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. we just had a full list there just a second ago. But right now it's open phones. We'd love to hear from you at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Now, this is not exactly a world import, but I'm wondering, my wife absolutely loves flowers, and so she's always out planting flowers, and we've got two flower baskets in front of our house. I want to know how many of you covered your plants over the last two nights, because it got down right about freezing, and I'm just wondering how many of you lost plants to frost, and if you did, you know, what did you do to protect them? I'm just curious, because my wife and I were out with the big, you know, big heavy garbage bags. We just covered them and hoped for the best, and we pulled them off, and they were still there. So anyway, just the crazy things that go wrong in the Peter and Lorna Christian household. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. It's open phones at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Now, you're an apartment dweller, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you have any plants or flowers or any of that jazz?
Nope. Don't have to worry about any of that.
No, what, don't have to worry about it? Are you kidding?
I'm not out there putting garbage bags over my flowers at night, so I'm okay, I guess.
True enough, yeah. And as most people, well, many people know, who've listened to this show for a long time, my middle name really is actually Gardner. Yeah, I know you would never tell it by driving up to my house, but it is Gardner, and so... my wife and I, we got some flower baskets. I think it was at Karis, and we hung them up in front of our garage, and they're so beautiful, and we just want to make sure they survive until the weather gets good and warm, and they begin to prosper. So anyway, I'm sure you're probably the same way. It's open phones right now at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Looking ahead on Talkback, Art Wittick, chair of the Montana Republican Party, is going to be with us. And also James Brown, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, is also going to be joining us later on in the show. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be right back after this quick timeout on Talkback. Please give us a call at 406-721-1290.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. It's open phones for the next 7 minutes or so. We have a special guest coming up at 8:30. But right now, we've got folks waiting online for open phones, and Steve is first. Steve, good morning. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Hi, just calling to check in about my petunias and begonias survived by covering them in towels the last three nights.
Yeah.
So that seemed to work very well. Also, I was just calling about that last caller who was wondering why we're not in the WHO. If I remember correctly, we identified the head doctor as a puppet to the Communist Party, and during COVID, you know, they rejected the possibility of the virus coming out of the Wuhan labs. So I really don't see a value in the WHO if they're just simply a, you know, political... Communist organization. I think the United States is far better off with our own scientists, which I'm sure are absolutely involved in, you know, preparations for these outbreaks of either Ebola or the, what is it, the hantavirus?
Hantavirus, yes.
Right. Hantavirus. So I think the United States is in pretty good shape on its own. We seem to be managing it better. I definitely don't want to go back to lockdowns and all these silly procedures that are really not science-based versus political-based.
All right, sir.
So, just my opinion.
Thank you for the call. That's what the show's all about. We appreciate you sharing that opinion all across the state of Montana. We are statewide with Catherine. Good morning, Catherine. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. Just sort of on a lighter note, I don't know if you've been following the Spencer Pratt campaign over in Los Angeles. He's going up against Mayor Bass, and he's a reality TV star.
Right.
Who is showing quite well. I love his campaign ads, and if you ever get a chance to, I know that I've sent you a few of them, to see them, they're pretty darn good. For a campaign ad. I think that in some ways the Democrats really kind of are hoisting their own petard out there because you know that you can vote without having any sort of identification. It's actually illegal to have to require voter ID. So apparently this is apocryphal, I suppose, or anecdotal, but a lot of people from across the country are flying into Los Angeles to vote for Spencer Pratt.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know how well he's going to do. I know right now he's at second place, but I don't know actually how much he would be able to accomplish, but he's got a pretty good resume.
All right.
His house and his parents' house were burnt down in the Palisades, and he and his family are living in a trailer still because of the slowness in actually getting insurance money and all that other stuff passed through. So, thought I'd bring that up.
All right. Thank you for the call, ma'am. We appreciate it. Rick is standing by. Rick, good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, the Frost. I lost two dahlias, but I got those from a greenhouse when I went to get my wife some flowers. But I grow, I have 55 rose plants in my backyard.
Wow.
And I've, I took my other dahlias out of storage about 3 weeks ago, and I counted 70 of them, 70 tubers. So they're all in the ground, and they survived. You know, they're up maybe a 16th of an inch in their pots, and it's time to start watering them. You don't water dahlias once you bury them until they start coming up. But everything in my yard survived. It did pretty well. I live here in Hamilton, and the two little dahlias that died, they were just tiny little things that they give away on Mother's Day if you happen to buy something at one of the greenhouses. So even my marigolds that are around where I'm going to have my tomato garden even survived, which is very surprising.
They must be hardy.
I think they're a little more protected because they're around a fenced in area where the dahlias weren't.
Okay.
And I think they're, but I grow perennials. In my yard is unbelievable with the perennials I have. And as long as you grow things that are zoned for zone 4, zone 5 here in Hamilton, the little frost isn't going to hurt them. But I'd also like to, Dave called in, and I'll tell you what, any thread that's out there, any thread that he can pull on with either Trump or the Jews, he starts pulling. And I'm glad that he's politically inclined. Although I really don't I don't agree with him, but you know, you can find a thread in anything, and if you pull hard enough on it, you can satisfy your side of the aisle. So thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. No, we have time to take. No, we don't. We don't have time to take Jeff's call right now. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
he's hanging on for Art anyway.
Oh, he's held a good deal, yes. By the way, we're up against a break here, and when we come back, Art Wittick is going to be joining us. He's chair of the Montana Republican Party, and, of course, he loves taking calls from you folks. And that's one of the reasons why he's here, is to gauge what's going on with our audience with the Montana Republican Party. And, again, our phone number, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be James Brown, Montana State Auditor of Commissioner and Commissioner of Insurance. So stay with us. Lots going on Talkback. We'll return right after this quick timeout here on Talkback for this Tuesday, May 19th. Hey, it's Peter for my friend
Dennis Bragg with your updated weather. Widespread frost again for one more morning Tuesday. Otherwise, nice conditions with partly sunny skies as we warm back up into the mid-60s with a little breeze in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday evening with increasing clouds. So that should moderate the overnight temperatures above freezing to as warm as 40 degrees. Wednesday brings a chance of rain, even thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of getting wet around 40% with some sun at times. Light rain through Wednesday night and then back to sun Thursday with highs around 70.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. This is Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Mr. Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning. And we're scheduled to have Art Wittick on, the chair of the Montana Republican Party. What's the status there, Nick?
Yeah, we're trying to get him on. He his communications guy, I guess, changed. And so I reached out to his previous one, and he's letting the current one know. And he said it should have been on the schedule, but we're trying to get him squared away here. But Jeff is on hold, and he has something for open phone.
Let's go. Jeff, go ahead, please. Perfect opportunity for you, sir. Thanks for holding.
You bet. You know, those Republicans, they're just so irresponsible. I can't imagine that he's got anything else on his plate to do today. Except
What's more important than talk back for crying out loud? Really? Come on.
I think you need to hold him to account. Just kidding. Just kidding. Wanted to make a quick comment about the WHO, though. Back in 2014, 2015, for the first Ebola outbreak, an estimated 11,000 people died and 28,000 were sickened during that outbreak when we were members of the WHO. You know how many people have died out of this last outbreak?
You're going to say zero?
No, 80.
80, okay, all right.
80 deaths are, you know, each death is a tragedy, but it's a rounding error in terms of the overall effect while we were out of the WHO. So once again, an assertion without evidence, oh, being out of the WHO is going to be a disaster for us. But when you take a look at the actual data, as John Lott would say, you get a different result. So, I think that, you know, one has to actually look at the information rather than just emote. But to leave again on a light note, I have two things. First of all, people say an apple a day keeps a doctor away. That's right. BS. Apples are dangerous. Yeah, look at Eve, Snow White, or any pig at a luau.
So what's so great about apples, right? Yeah.
That's right. You know, eat them at your own risk, you know.
And, of course, don't forget that.
Don't believe everything you read.
Don't forget that famous expression, how do you like them apples, right?
There you go. You see, I think we need to just take another look at the actual data. And one last one, too. Whoever is making the comment how dumb can the Democrats get? Please stop. They've taken it as a challenge.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Okay. Go ahead, please, Nick.
I just got a text that Art won't be able to get on today, so I'm going to have to try to reschedule him. So we will do open phones until 9 o'clock, and then, again, we'll have James Brown, our state auditor and insurance commissioner, on 9 to 10. I can promise you that one.
Yeah.
We'll try to get Art on a different schedule here. Open phone. So the next 20 minutes or so, we want to hear from you guys.
You bet. So if there's a topic that has been burning in your heart and you want to talk about it, hey, this is we have a statewide audience now, so you have an opportunity to reach many, many, many more people than we did before when we were just in Missoula, and we want to welcome all of you who are listening on the various stations throughout the Montana Talks Radio Network. That's what we're calling it now, Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. So if there is something on your mind you'd like to talk about, we apologize that Art Whitta couldn't be with us today, but he will be with us in a future program. But Al is waiting on the phone for open phones. Al, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, which I usually am, last week was National Law Enforcement Week. And one of those days, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to honor the local police.
Mm-hmm.
173 Democrats in the House voted against honoring the local police.
Are you joking? Now, was there any reason given?
There might have been something else attached to this I don't know about, because that's all I heard. How many Democrats are in the House? About 212 or 210, something like that?
It's a fairly large minority in the U.S. House, yes.
173 Democrats in the House voted against honoring the local police, but yet these same Democrats, they vote every time to give millions of our tax money to illegals in this country. And I don't want to give my opinion on this because you would cut me off right away.
Hey, we're up against a break. We're going to come right back. Stay with us. More of Talk Back coming up here in just a few moments. Please stay with us.
You've just had an act. The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause
that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
We're back on Talk Back. Our phone number, 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. Let's get right back to open phones and say good morning to Elena. Elena, good morning. You're up. Hi. Elena, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. I'm not used to this with the new commercial stuff. And thank you. First of all, I really think you guys should have a full hour, maybe two, dedicated to Dr. Al and discussion about the CSKT Water Compact. It's really important. I listened to the link on Friday. Folks, if you missed Friday, please look it up on KGVO, the podcast, and listen to it. And I want to thank you for having him on. And thank him because he brought it to the attention of people. And no one is paying attention to this thing. If it goes through, the water court give it its blessings now. If this thing goes through, this not only will affect Western Montana, the reservation, all of Montana. Why? Because the other 6-7 tribes of Montana are going to look at this, use it as a precedent, and change their water contracts. Then it will spread throughout the continental United States. Water is very important, and that should be top on the agenda. So I really wish you have Dr. L back on to discuss this. This is important. Look at the questions and the comments that he raised on Friday. Fantastic. And one other thing, I am running for county commissioner here in Granite County.
Congratulations.
And after the primary for the general, I hope you guys have me on to interview me now that you're statewide.
Why not? Well, you'll have to talk with our venerated producer over there. That's Mr. Nick. So.
Okay, I will.
All right. You
can expect a call, Mr. Nick.
All right.
Take care. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, Mark is up next. Mark, good morning. You are on TalkBack, sir. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Mark. Say, I had a comment that I was hoping to get some responses to in regards to the corner crossing issue. That's going on in Montana at this point in time. It's I'm a private property guy. I keep telling people, if you want to control what something's done on a certain property, you need to go buy it. And otherwise, just keep your mouth shut. But I guess I'm having trouble with the corner crossing issue. I don't see any harm in it to a private property owner. And, to step across a point in time, in space, to get from one public piece of property to another public piece of property.
Right.
And I was hoping to get some comments from, maybe a rancher who's listening to us to give a different point of view and see if I'm missing something on this one.
Well, here's one headline. It says public land groups are suing the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks over corner crossing position. Plaintiffs argue Fish, Wildlife, and Parks deemed corner crossing, quote, unlawful, end quote, without clear guidance on boundaries between private property rights and public trust resources.
Yeah, if we were going to be damaging property rights, I would be opposed to corner crossing. But I can't see a damage here. And I don't understand why it's such an issue in Montana. And maybe I'm missing something, and that's entirely possible. I was hoping to get a comment from somebody in eastern Montana that's now listening to help me figure out what I'm missing here.
Oh, we appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Thanks so much. And we're loving this. This is Open Phones, and the phone lines are open at 406-721-1290. Harry's up next. Harry, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I agree with Mark. If there's fences there, they can build with those nice little ladder type things that people can crawl up and over and without having to, mess with the fence. But anyway, Emmett was talking about, being the more Christian nation. Well, I think ought to start with Trump. I mean, he should be more Christian. I mean, cursing at people, all the good stuff that he does, if he was a little more Christian, he might be a better person. And also,
well,
Trump,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How does someone be a little more Christian?
You're talking about
behavior and language and things like
that. Right? Yeah, okay. Stereotypical. Okay. What people think as Christian, nicer, more gentle, more caring about other people, not so much focused on yourself but on other people. What they claim to be. So if he's a little bit that way, he might be a little bit of a person. And also Trump, for all the people who were cheering on Doge and they're going to cut all this big, great, wasteful spending, well, now Trump's he already spent $2 billion to pay off a windmill farm guys not to build windmills off the coast. I mean, that's like, wow. You're paying people to do something that they were going to do in the first place. And then also, he's wants $1 billion for his ballroom, and now he's going to have $1 billion fund to pay off all his buddies. And what they say, $1 billion here, $1 billion there, you talk about some real money pretty soon. So that's, where's all this big cuts that they were going to do for this country? And now Trump's just, he's worse than a drunken sailor. He's just spending like a, I don't know what.
All right. Thanks for the call. We have time to get one more. No, we don't. Okay. We have Skip, Nancy, Dave, and Emmett all all waiting to talk during the next 11 minutes or so here on TalkBack. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with James Brown, Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance. He'll be with us from 9 to 10, taking your phone calls at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Go ahead, please, Nick.
Yeah, since we have 40 seconds, I just want to plug our app real quick. We haven't really done a lot of talking about that, and we should talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour to one of these times. But, yeah, for those of you that are just listening, we do have an app. It's the KGVO app. I know that we're talked back now on the Montana Talks Network. But if you do download that KGVO app, you can listen live to our show. You can see articles that are written, and you can listen to past shows as well there. So, yeah, if you want to go into your app store and listen live on your phone, that's an option for you.
All right, there you go. So we're going to take a quick break, come right back, take more of your phone calls for open phones for the next 10 minutes or so, and then we'll be talking with James Brown in the next hour. But please stay with us here on TalkBack. Hey, it's Peter. Welcome back to TalkBack. Our numbers, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Hi, Peter Christian. That is Mr. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls and producing TalkBack. It's open phones. We continue with open phones with Skip. Skip, go ahead, sir. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Skip, you're on. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And I wanted to respond to Elena's call and certainly agree with her. Dr. Al, who's running for U.S. representative, no matter how that election goes, I got to tell you, Dr. Al's like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to all issues water in the state of Montana, especially western Montana. It would be wonderful if he could go through some things and explain the problems that have I'll say recently arisen, but at the same time, the threads of history and how this really works and what we can do in the future and what we all need to know about so that we don't get sideswiped. And I just wanted to certainly agree with her that if you're going to have somebody on to talk about that, Al's the guy. So I'll leave it at that, and thank you much, and I know Nancy's waiting. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right, Nancy, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Robert J. Kennedy Jr.'s fight against gender transitioning drugs.
Okay.
And, you know, this is taking parenting away from parents. And right now the rogue states like Colorado, that is really a Democrat socialist now, they are still forcing hospitals to give minors gender transitioning drug treatments. And I just think this is pure evil. And I know that the population birth rate here in the United States has diminished. And I think in part people are fearful of having children because of the state interfering with parenting. And so I just wanted to bring this out and see if anyone else feels the same way.
Thanks for the call, ma'am. We appreciate it. All right, that means Dave is up next. Dave, you're on TalkBack. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, about the COVID virus, first of all. You know, at one time it was in just one province in China.
Right.
Now we're dealing with the Ebola crisis. And sure, only 80 people have died at this moment in time, and we hope it doesn't grow to a bigger number. But the fact of the matter is, it has spread to two countries and appears to be spreading further. And for Christians out there, what would Jesus Christ say about world health? What would his viewpoint if you asked him? Would he say no to world health, or what would he say about it? But thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. That's a very good question. What would Jesus say about lots of things, I guess, in our modern world? All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. We have Emmett standing by on the phone, and let's go ahead and get Emmett on here in just a moment. Nick is on the phone right now, and go ahead, Nick, please. All right, we have Emmett. Emmett, go ahead, please. What's up, sir?
Oh, thanks for taking my call again. Well, I love the bumper music, for one, and I'm really happy you're statewide. That's really cool, and I love Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's punk rock. But I wanted to talk about Trump again. I don't know. What is the situation with Iran? It's on again, off again. I know he's a negotiator-in-chief, but he wanted big strikes on Iran. I don't know what kind, but very serious. Now he's holding back, but he could resume at any moment. Do you know what his end game is?
I would imagine his end game is to try to demilitarize Iran as much as possible so that it can't block the Strait of Hormuz. That is one of the primary shipping lanes in the entire world. And Iran is now flexing its muscles, trying to keep, certain countries and their ships from going through there. And it is bad news, and something needs to be done.
That's true. That makes sense. I think there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than we'll ever know, really. Oh, as far as, Trump being a little more Christian, well, you know, my takeaway on that is nobody's perfect. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're a saint and going to be canonized. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has certain flaws and defects. But at least Trump was trying, and Speaker Johnson, they were trying. They may not be saints, no. We elected him because we wanted him to be a good president, but finding a saint is very rare nowadays.
Well, here's the problem with saints. You have to die to become one. I'm not sure many people are lining up to say, yeah, I'd love to be a saint. Thank you very much. So anyway.
Those are my two comments. But thanks. I love the bumper music. It's really cool. You're statewide. That's really cool.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. And now Emmett gets to be statewide as well. That's pretty cool. All right. Our number, by the way, we still have a couple of minutes left, about a minute left in open phones. And then, ladies and gentlemen, next hour, we're going to be visiting with James Brown. He's Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. Lots going on in his office. And he's a great guest and loves to take your phone calls, too. So the phone numbers, of course, are 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And as Nick just mentioned, you can listen on the KGVO app, and they submit questions there, Nick.
We are not really doing that right now. That's okay. Why we haven't kind of mentioned it. So
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
We get so many calls that it's hard because we kind of neglect the app a little bit, and we put callers first. So yeah, we haven't really been using that for a while.
All right. James Brown is going to be joining us at the top of the hour, actually after the top of the hour break. Give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Back right after this.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning once again, everyone. Glad to have you along this morning, and we are shifting gears a little bit here now. We have a special guest joining us on the phone this morning. Jim Brown, James Brown, is Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. And he's a busy guy with a lot on his plate. And we first of all, I want to say welcome. Well, Jim, good morning. Welcome once again to TalkBack, sir.
Well, always glad to be on. Usually I lead these things by telling you I feel good, but I don't feel very good today. So to the listeners, I apologize for my raspy voice.
You sound just fine to us, sir. All right. So if you wouldn't mind telling us what's going on in your office. You've got, as I mentioned, your plate is pretty full right now. So what kind of things are you looking at from your perspective that our listeners need to know about?
Yeah, you're right. I am a busy guy. The office is very busy. Big day at the land board yesterday, which we can get into a little later. But the way I've been starting our conversations out is to inform your listeners that we denied another $470,000 in unjustified insurance rate increases on Montanans in April, impacting positively 491 Montanans in the running total for the year. 2026 alone is more than, we've denied more than 4 million in unjustified rate increases being imposed on Montana consumers, which is benefiting 72,000 Montana policyholders. So I told you I would be Montana's watchdog, consumer protection advocate, and then I take that role seriously, and we're accomplishing some good things.
Now, Jim, what's the pushback on that? Obviously, when you don't allow something, some agencies and businesses or whatever get kind of upset. So I know you can't please everybody, but how does that work?
Right. Well, I mean, the way it works is that I'm tasked with the legislature to make sure that any insurance rate increase asked for by a regulated company is justified. And that's the role that I play. Certainly, those insurance carriers that do business in Montana want to make sure that we have a stable regulatory environment that allows them to be profitable in Montana and to do good business. And so my job as the insurance commissioner is to balance the interests of the consumer and the regulated insurance company to make sure that both are equally treated and we have a healthy, competitive insurance market in Montana, and I feel like I'm accomplishing what I'm tasked with doing.
You bet. Do we have time to take a call? Okay, we have folks already waiting to visit with you, Jim. But I just wanted to give you an opportunity to set the table. What are some other things that you're working on in the next minute and a half or so?
You bet. Well, one of the very positive things that we accomplished is reached some settlement agreements with some securities providers in Montana that hadn't properly registered with our agency to do business in Montana. We filed some administrative notices against them and have reached settlement agreements, which brought back in $22,500 in contributions to Montana Securities Fraud Restitution Fund that can be used to help victims of securities fraud in the future. This is a great win, I think, for Montanans.
Go ahead, Nick. Okay. We're almost up against a break here, and when we come back, we're going to get a visit with Nancy and Skip, and of course, want to give you more opportunities as well, Jim, to talk about what your office is accomplishing and has accomplished over the last several months. I know you operate a very busy place there, so we would love to have you be a part of the show this morning. Our telephone number is 1-800-568-5309 statewide, or you can call here in Montana 406-721-1290. That's 406-721-1290. And we're going to come right back after this quick timeout and talk more with James Brown, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, right after this brief timeout here on TalkBack. Support for TalkBack.
Dennis Bragg with your updated weather. Widespread frost again for one more morning Tuesday. Otherwise, nice conditions with partly sunny skies as we warm back up into the mid-60s with a little breeze in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday evening with increasing clouds. So that should moderate the overnight temperatures above freezing to as warm as 40 degrees. Wednesday brings a chance of rain, even thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of getting wet around 40% with some sun at times. Light rain through Wednesday night and then back to sun Thursday with highs around 70.
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
All right. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. And we're honored to have with us James Brown on the phone, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. And folks are waiting to visit with you, sir. And Nancy's up first. Nancy, good. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Mr. Brown. I called your office last week, and I did call State Senator Barry Usher on this issue. I'm fighting a battle with the county and the city here over the development of the Mead House Road, which is a high-risk floodplain here in Roundup. It's opposite where the Busy Bee restaurant was just tore down. And a $3 million grant has been applied to develop this whole area down there. That's got to be close to maybe 80 acres. They want to put outdoor theaters, climbing walls, and all kinds of things. The issue I have, the problem, they can't get flood insurance and they can't get liability insurance. So if this grant goes through, Mr. Brown, and somebody gets injured down there after they build this outdoor stage and all this and that, who's going to pay the medical bills of people who get injured? The state, the county, property owners like me? And thank you so much. I'll listen off air to your response.
Wow, a very good question. Go ahead, please, Jim.
Yeah, well, so good. I don't have an answer for it because I don't have enough information to give a formulated answer. I'll tell you what, Nancy, I'll follow up with my team here at the auditor's office about your inquiry to the agency, and then I'll reach back out to you offline.
You bet. All right, let's get Skip up next. By the way, the phone lines are open at 406-721-1290. And Skip, go ahead, please.
Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Jim. I know you've been a busy guy. And I wanted to ask you two things pertinent to the land board. And first, just maybe an update as quick as possible on what's going on with the bison range issue. And I know that you had some specific involvement in that. And please keep us informed about that by shows like this. In addition to that, you had a land board meeting yesterday, and something that I'm curious about, and I think people need to know about because it's public lands things. Well, what is the state's policy, and how does the land board handle things like swaps, one piece of land for another? And my guess is you can jump on that and explain it to us. And thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for the call, Skip.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. So one of the duties I have as state auditor is to be one of the five trustees of state trust lands, which under the Montana Constitution are set aside to raise revenue for public education in Montana. 2025, we raised about $80 million for public education without having to raise a single tax on anybody. It's a great program. We manage about 5.2 million acres of land for the benefit of schools in Montana. A couple issues that Skip touched on. One was the issue with the APR, the American Prairie Foundation. For those that may not be familiar with that, it's a 501c organization that's purchasing land in central to central east Montana. And what they want to do, according to their website, is create the American Serengeti in Montana. So you have free-ranging bison in Montana. We received an application from the APR earlier this year. It wasn't even an application. It was really just a demand saying that they were going to move their bison onto state trust lands and didn't need our approval. The reason that they reached out is because if you've been tracking the Trump administration and the BLM, informed them that they couldn't use BLM allotments for wild bison because the Taylor Grazing Act of 1934 requires that allotments be used for production agriculture. And so they're looking for other land in order to run their bison. So at February, maybe, land board meeting, the AG and I directed the Department of Natural Resources not to process any applications to move bison on state trust land until we had proper environmental reviews and proper fencing went into place. I got sued in March on this by the American Prairie Reserve, and that lawsuit is hanging out. Under the Montana to address the second thing that Skip brought up, under the Montana Constitution, one of the authorities I have as a trustee is to swap state trust lands for other types of lands that would be more beneficial to the beneficiaries of the trust. We work under a policy that was adopted 20 years ago, which is clearly outdated and is not conforming to the modern needs of Montana. So yesterday at the land board meeting, I brought forth a new land exchange policy and was able to get that passed with no opposition from my colleagues. And the two main things of the new policy are, one is we're restoring decision-making back to the land board, the elected officials, on these land swaps. Previously, under the previous policy, basically, those decisions were made by the Department of Natural Resources, contrary to what the Constitution requires. And the second thing is that I added some values consideration to the value factors for trading state lands, because what we have to do, of course, is to make sure that any trade is beneficial to the state. Those values basically focus on trying to get lands that would open up public access to landlocked state parcels, to open up hunting and recreation opportunities, which is becoming more and more important to Montanans every day. I would say yesterday's accomplishment is one of my greatest professional accomplishments, because I'm addressing what Montanans would like to see with their public lands, which is to see them open and accessible.
It sounds like you're responding to the requests from people who are asking for just that, and it looks like you came through for them.
It did, yeah. I thought it was a big victory for all Montanans yesterday that we're going to make it a priority for the land board to open up some of these landlocked parcels so that people can access them, and at the same time protect senior agriculture and production agriculture. So win-win-win all around.
You bet. We like those win-win-win-win-win situations. All right. We're going to come right back. Our guest on the phone is James Brown, Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. And so if you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 406-721-1290. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout, as Talkback will continue on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Stay with us.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana youth struggling with serious emotional disturbances will soon have more options for care closer to their homes. Yesterday, the governor and the Department of Public Health and Human Services announced a $1.2 million investment to expand in-state psychiatric residential treatment beds. The two-year grants are split evenly between Chaudière Children's Hospital and the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. Funding will come from a behavioral health package that was passed by the legislature last year. Officials say the initiative aims to build on recent successes and reconstruct Montana's behavioral health system, ultimately reducing the number of high-needs children who have to travel out of state to get the treatment they need. Montana drivers feeling a massive squeeze at the pump this week. According to the latest Gas Buddy survey of over 600 Big Sky stations, the average price for regular unleaded jumped another 9.1 cents over the past week, landing at a staggering $4.55 a gallon average. That means local drivers are now paying 70 cents more than just a month ago, and a whopping $1.38 more than this time last year. Prices across the state vary wildly, ranging from $4.19 at the cheapest stations to just under $5 a gallon at the most expensive. What makes this spike unique? It completely defies the national trend, where the U.S. average actually dropped a penny to $4.47 this past week. Our neighbors aren't escaping the pain either. Idaho is up to $4.61. Wyoming jumped nearly 12 cents to a $4.49 average. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan warns the faded optimism over U.S.-China talks and tight global oil inventories mean markets will remain highly sensitive to geopolitical tensions. With Memorial Day just around the corner, analysts warn these volatile prices could climb even higher for holiday travelers. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. We're privileged to have James Brown, Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, on the phone with us. And folks have been waiting to talk with you, sir. Mike is up next. Mike, good morning. You're on with Jim Brown. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks. My question is, I was trying to buy some insurance for my home, and I keep getting the answer of I'm in a high fire danger area, and they're pretty much done talking to me. They won't sell me any insurance.
Well, this is a story that I'm hearing a lot, as you can imagine, and as insurance commissioner. The background on this is that, as we've talked about on the show before, insurance companies are being far more careful in their risk assessments in Montana, and Montana is the number one state in the entire union where housing is being built into the wildland-urban interface. So a number of carriers in Montana are no longer providing wildfire coverage as part of a basic homeowner's policy. Two things I recommend in that regard is, one is that you can buy a rider or supplemental coverage, that wood coverage, wildfire insurance, which would be an add-on to your regular homeowner's policy. It would cost you a little more, obviously. The second thing is please make sure that you work with your local insurance agent to see what options they might be able to find for you. As I've talked about before, the legislature and myself as the regulator are certainly aware of the wildfire issue and the notices of cancellation that are going out. We're working with the legislature to find legislative solutions to this that can be passed in the 2027 legislative session. It's one of my highest priorities.
Okay, well, I guess. Seems to me if the fire's already been here and burnt everything, it wouldn't be a real high fire danger, but I guess they see it otherwise.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call, sir. Yeah, so is that becoming more prevalent now, as especially as when we get into a hot summer?
Yes. Insurance companies are becoming more precise in their risk assessments, and as you stated, I mean the good news is that for the consumer is that what we're receiving in terms of filings is for the 2027 plan year, so the insurance companies aren't necessarily taking into account what's going to project for this summer, but you know they do calculate their rates and risk assessment on projections as to what they think is going to happen over time. Certainly, I'd join with the governor and others in praying for moisture for the state so that we don't have a bad wildfire season. But that's out of my control, obviously. What is in my control is to work with localities, municipalities to do proper zoning regulations, making sure that there's firehouses that are within certain distances of new housing units, which goes into the fire score risk. And then I'm going to come forward with the wildfire mitigation grant program at the 27th session, which will help homeowners themselves harden their homes, which should reduce their insurance rates over time. So doing some proactive work on this.
All right. Do we have time to get another call in? Let's do that. Let's get Marilyn on. Marilyn, you're on with Jim Brown. Go ahead. Marilyn.
Hello.
Hi, Marilyn. You're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Hi. So I'm not sure if this is in his wheelhouse or not. I'm hoping he can help me. My husband had a major stroke back in January, and he's been here in a rehab center up in the Rattlesnake since March 2nd. On Friday, we got a two-day notice from Medicare saying that we've been cut off from them paying, and I need to take him home. And he's not ready to go home. I don't have anything set up for him, not a ramp, not a wheelchair, not a bed, nothing. And I know we're in debt. I know Medicare is in debt, and I understand what is probably going on. They've got to find out who's getting Medicare fraudulently and who really needs it. And we were just at the point where we were getting the next. We had met our quotient of payment, our out-of-pocket, and now it was the next 49 to 100 days was supposed to be 100% paid, and that's when they cut us off. So I'm curious, sir, if you have any answers for us. We have appealed, and they denied, and now we're on the second appeal, and in the meantime, they're not even giving him physical therapy or anything because Medicare won't pay. So,
all right, tell you what, Jim, we have exactly 1 minute before a hard breaks, and I know that answer is going to require a lot more than just a minute, because it's a pretty tragic circumstance for this family, and I know that you get calls like this all the time at your office, and so Jim Brown is joining us. He's Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, and that's particularly what we're talking about with this particular incident. So if you have a question or a comment, again, Jim will be with us all the way until 10 o'clock this morning. We'd love to hear from you and put you in the queue. The number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, thank you so much for joining us, as you always do, across the state of Montana. Talk back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. Again, the number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. This is Talk Back. Back after this.
Locally. Every weekend, Diane Beck and Becky Peterson, the Beck and Beck team at Windermere Real Estate, present Missoula Real Estate Today on News Talk KGVO. The Beck and Beck team provides years of local experience for your real estate transaction and bring you guests that provide useful information on products and services available in our community on Missoula Real Estate Today. Saturday mornings from 8 till 8:30 and replayed Sunday mornings from 10:30 till 11 on News Talk KGVO, FM 98.3 and AM 1290, and on the free KGVO mobile app.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, we are back. This is the Tuesday edition of Talk Back. And again, joining us on the phone, James Brown, Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. And Marilyn had some things to ask you about, so please, if you could address those.
Yeah, I appreciated Marilyn's question, and I'm very sorry that she's experiencing what she is. I'm very sympathetic, having cared for elderly parents myself. Unfortunately, I am the state insurance commissioner. Medicare is a federal program, as you know, and that's regulated through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Congress determines what benefits are required, how Medicare is financed, and the rules under which people participate in the program. And so I don't have any oversight role of that. I would take this opportunity to give a shout out to my predecessor, Troy Downing. He just dropped in some legislation that would give state level oversight over the Medicare Advantage plans. I think it'd be better if state insurance commissioner such as myself, regulated those plans, and I appreciate Troy recognizing that. And he obviously recognizes that from his prior role here. Reach out to Troy and thank him for that, Bill. But I would just say to Marilyn, I'm not sure we can help her, but go ahead and reach out to my office at csimt.gov, csimt.gov, and just say that you had conversed with me through this program, and we'll see what we can do for you.
And at the very least, you can point people in the right direction to find the answers, because you're far more familiar with the whole marketplace than most of us civilians are.
Yes, that's well stated.
All right, let's go ahead and get Glenn from Columbia Falls. Glenn, good morning, sir, and thanks for calling. You're on with James Brown. Go ahead, please. Hello, Glenn. You're on Talkback, sir.
Shoot, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
please,
sir.
Forgive me.
That's all right. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Brown, I was with some CSI folks. We're talking about the cyber scams that seniors are getting mauled with across the state. And the other thing that I was trying to bring up at that meeting was there are 401k and retirement account scams going on related to gold and silver investments. I wanted to find out if your department or you are aware of anything like that going on, or how I could get in touch with someone who could help me explain what's going on, because I'm a 40-year bullion guy, and I'm kind of an expert.
Well, I apologize, Glenn. You kind of cut out right at the beginning of your comments, but one of the things we are working at here at the agency, we do have a consumer protection role, as we talked about, in terms of protecting Montana investors. One of those is to try to fight fraudsters in the cybersecurity realm. This is one of the fastest growing forms of fraud that we're seeing through this agency. As you stated, I think, I have been sending staff out into communities across Montana to educate the public about the types of fraud schemes that we're seeing, including cyber fraud, and to educate Montanans about how to protect themselves against it. As to the gold and silver scheme, not necessarily familiar with that. Could you provide some more information on that?
Sure. Basically, what it is because of the huge increase in pricing and of gold and silver coins and bullion over the last several years, companies are taking advantage of seniors and the general public by selling them products that are extremely grossly overpriced, telling them that they're going to get their investment back and things like that. But it very often turns out that these coins or the bullion that they're being sold has got very little resale value in the open market, and these folks are spending 2, 3, 4 times what they should be spending if they decide to invest in, this type of market. And I find it unconscionable, and I don't know that these folks are doing anything exactly illegal, but they're sure being negligent in their responsibility to inform the public and help these folks make sound investments. And I've been privy to some of those schemes because they constantly call me trying to get me to do this stuff.
I tell you what, we are like 10 seconds away from a hard break. We're going to come right back, and James will answer that question when we return. We appreciate your call. Our number 406-721-1290. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.
Hi, this is John.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
75 years of research.
75 years of policy.
75 years of opportunity.
75 years of freedom.
This is 75 years of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Join us at mda75.org.
Hey, we're back on Talkback. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. James Brown, Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance, joining us on the phone. And talking with the last caller about especially elderly people who can so easily get taken advantage of because they've had an entire lifetime to grow their estate, and they become very easy targets. Could you talk about that a little bit and what's happening in your office to try to stop that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. With our consumer protection mission, the one thing that we see from the fraud schemes that are reported to us is that scammers often focus on senior citizens, as you can imagine. And seniors are targeted due to accumulated savings and less familiarity, perhaps with how financial investment works, such as last caller with the gold market. And then, of course, the general scheme that we see, say, through the gold and silver is through a Ponzi and high return scheme where scammers promise guaranteed returns or high profits with little risk. And Ponzi-style gold investment schemes use funds from new investors to pay earlier participants and then, of course, collapse when new investments dry up. Certainly, we have the authority to regulate Ponzi schemes that happen in Montana. I'm not familiar enough with what the gentleman caller was talking about. But what we tell senior citizens and others who might be vulnerable in Montana is warning signs for any kind of investment proposal being brought forth. Be very wary of promises of high returns with little risk, pressure to act quickly or to recruit others, any lack of authenticity certificates. Is the deal too good to be true? That's a big one. And verify the credentials of people and research the companies that you're dealing with. The best way to make sure that you're not a victim of fraud is don't become a victim of the fraud in the first instance, and that is to make sure you do due diligence in who you're dealing with and who you're working with and make sure that they're a trusted individual.
And I'm sure the families of those who are affected just, you know, are beyond angry. And especially if the money's already gone, they have no place to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the frustrating situations I encounter as the Commissioner of Insurance and Securities is that particularly with the new digital age and the growth of AI and the ease of payment systems now, it's becoming harder and harder for us to claw back money for Montanans who have been victims of investment schemes. We touched a little bit earlier in the show on the money that I was able to get through settlement, $22,500 in settlement monies back into Montana's restitution fund. One of the great things that our legislature has done is Montana is one of six states that actually has a fraud victims restitution fund. And what we do is we help individuals that have been scammed get some measure of restitution back, which is becoming more and more important because as these digital payments systems arise, more and more money is just being sent automatically overseas, and we just can't recover that money.
Gotcha. All right, let's move on. And John from the Mission Valley is standing by. John, good morning. You're on with James Brown. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about house insurance, last April my house insurance went up from $1,905 to over $2,800, like a 50% increase. So I started looking around, and I found this, it's called Flathead Farm Mutual out of Kalispell. They've been in business for over 120 years, and they're really easy to work with. You can change different things, you know, different deductibles and coverage and all kinds of stuff. They're really flexible. So they got my insurance down to less than $1,900, which was, you know, like $1,000 less almost than what they were wanting to charge me, Safeco. And so people might check it in, Flathead Farm Mutual. Their website is kind of down this week. I just checked because they're reconstructing it, but it's got the phone number on there. And if you call them, they can give you the local agent for their company. And they are just super to work with and reasonable, because all they cover is basically Western Montana. It's a local insurance company. In other words, a state-owned insurance company.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Jim, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is a really good call. I appreciate that call. And first of all, I'm very jealous that you get to reside in the Mission Valley, one of my favorite parts of Montana. That being said, this is a perfect example of what I've talked about before with your listenership. We have really great local insurance agents and agencies in Montana. And if you're having trouble finding coverage or the level of coverage you need, I strongly encourage everyone listening to reach out to the local agent to see if they can find a policy that fits with your needs.
All right. Do we have time to take another call, Nick? Let's try that. This is Mark. Mark, quickly, what's your question for Jim Brown? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jim. I wanted to take you back to your land board days here. Question about corner crossings and that kind of thing. Is the land board taking a position on this corner crossing issue? And if so, what's the general opinion and your opinion on whether this is a good thing, a bad thing, or a non-issue?
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no, this is a great and timely question. I appreciate it. Let me see if I can walk through his questions. Land board, as a collective, has not taken a position on the corner crossing issue.
Got about a minute.
If you read the stories, you know the lieutenant governor testified at the legislature to say it was her opinion, and therefore the opinion of Fish, Wildlife and Parks, that corner crossings are constituted as trespass in Montana. There has been no definitive legal case on the status of that. Lawsuit was filed just this week, which seeks to clarify whether corner crossings are trespass or not. This is a really hot button issue and one to follow for all Montanans. But no, the land board has not taken a position on it.
All right. With that, we're coming up against a break here, and the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance, give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We're coming right back with more with James Brown right after this timeout on Talkback. Hey, if you're waking up. Hey, welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. All right, we are back. James Brown, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, I'm sorry. Maddie from Kalispell is standing by. Maddie, go ahead, you're on.
Hi, always appreciate your programming and your commissioner. I have a car insurance claim, and I have requested that they put everything in writing and send it by snail mail. The person and people that I'm dealing with have very thick accents that I cannot understand most of the time. They record. I'm not able to record. So they have threatened me with cancellation of this claim and likely cancellation of my car insurance also. Is that legal? They're saying I'm uncooperative.
Uncooperative, huh? Well, Maddie, I'm sorry to hear that. This is exactly what my office is charged with doing, is helping consumers like you with questions like this. Please reach out to my office through our website, csimt.gov, or by calling the agency at 406-444-2040, and then ask for our consumer affairs team, and they will help you with a question like this. Go ahead and do that today, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. And best of luck to you, by the way. Let's get Chris from Forsyth. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling from Forsyth, sir. What's on your mind?
I was just curious as far as like the gaming websites where people can possibly win money off those gaming websites. Is that something? I know Montana is one of the few states that restricts that and kind of prohibits that. So I was wondering what the reasoning was for that.
Well, I got to tell you, the caller from Forsyth has absolutely stumped the Commissioner of Insurance and Security. So I don't have an answer for that, but I appreciate that call. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who you would call about that, to be honest with you. So I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for that one.
Now, there's a couple of things that you sent to us that I found intriguing, and that is a Helena District Court has dismissed Mr. Bale Incorporated's request to overturn your emergency suspension and cease and desist order of their business. So if you could explain that a little bit. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left in our time together.
Yeah, this won't be of particular interest to your Missoula listeners. This all stems from the shooting of the gentleman in Missoula, and unfortunate that resulted in his loss of life by the bail agents that were sent out by an entity known as Mr. Bale Inc. Pretty interesting story about Mr. Bale Inc. For those that track the pipe bombing situation on January 6th, 2021, the son of the owner of Mr. Bale Inc. was the gentleman that was actually the pipe bomber. Pretty crazy connection to Montana, but I have suspended the license of the agents, and they weren't even licensed in several cases that were involved with that shooting, and then the operating license of their business, Mr. Bale Inc., and they filed a lawsuit against me as the insurance commissioner. I do regulate bail agents in Montana. It's a curious little area, to say the least, and they tried to get a district court judge in Helena to order me to reinstitute their licenses. The judge denied that request, and then the judge dismissed the case and sent the case back to me because I regulate those entities to make a decision as to whether or not I'm going to permanently revoke the bail license of Mr. Bale Inc. So those proceedings are moving forward. This is a consumer protection role for me. I made that determination to suspend the license of the business and the people involved with that shooting because I believe it's a threat to public health and safety.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, we have a little less than 2 minutes left in our time together. And if you wouldn't mind just giving everyone the contact information where they can get in touch with your office, because I know there's a lot of folks out there that have to run and get a pencil or a paper or whatever and write these things down, because when this happens, we need to know where to call and who to turn to.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And that's why I appreciate you giving me regular space on your show, is to inform Montanans about what our office does, because most people don't know. So our website is csimt.gov. So csimt.gov. Our main line is 406-444-2040. We are here to assist Montanans when they deal with their wealth managers and their insurance companies. And then if you have land board issues, certainly reach out to our office. We are consumer advocates. I am your watchdog, and I'm pleased to play that role. It's literally the highest professional honor I've had.
Jim, thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise. We'll look forward to our next visit, sir. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. So, Mr. Nick, what's coming up on Wednesday's fabulous program, sir?
It'll be our friend and resident CPA, Walt Caro. He'll be remote. He won't be in studio with us, but he'll spend the first 30 minutes or so with his tax time, so we won't take calls that first 30 minutes, and then he'll open it up. Any tax questions you might have for the remaining time.
All right. One of our great guests and a regular on Talk Back. We appreciate Walt sharing his time and his expertise and his many years of training and experience with you folks. So thanks for joining us on Talk Back. We appreciate it. Thank you, James Brown. And thanks to everyone who called in this morning. Get out there and make it a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning bright and early at 8 o'clock with another edition of Talk Back. Thanks for listening.